While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Hello, my friend, and Merry Christmas. It's so wonderful to be able to greet you this day. Dan Riley reaching out to you right now, your Franciscan brother from Mount Irenaeus, and Greg Lacamelli living with his wife and daughters in Virginia. We shared a bit of a reflection, and I'd like to open it for you. The Christmas readings are very, very beautiful, as is the Word of God throughout the year. There's a special tenderness, though, we might hear, and also amazement in Luke 2, the first reading, Gospel for the Mass at night on Christmas, Luke 2, 1-14, and then it continues in the Mass at dawn with Luke 2, 15-20. And Greg suggested that we'd invite you and ourselves to take time with both of these passages, hear them and feel them as one. It's we open to it. We find out the center cast of characters are some, as preachers often tell us now, some stinky shepherds. So when we get up in the morning of Christmas, and maybe you're there now or this is a day or two afterwards, let's not worry about our physical condition at the moment. And you might find yourself curling up in less appropriate places for prayer than a pew in a church right now. And indeed, it was on a mountaintop. It was on a mountaintop that the angels appeared to the shepherds. The shepherds were about what they needed to be about. They were taking care of their sheep. And then all of a sudden, this blast of God's glory shone around them, and they were struck with great fear.
Now there were shepherds in that region, living in the fields and keeping the night watch over the flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear.
The fear here, I believe, is one of awe. But we've reflected on fear here a few times if you've been listening, and there's another sort of fear that the angels, I believe, put off as they arrive in awesomeness. A fear creeps in that I'm not enough. Who am I to be seeing any of this? We'd heard this in Mary earlier when she was about to conceive a child by the power of the Holy Spirit. We heard it in Joseph and his desire to be a rightful man and put Mary aside. All of a sudden, his life was bigger than he thought it could be because his betrothed was expectant. And what else is in our lives immediately right now? And it feels like we need a messenger to speak to our fear and cast it off. We'd be amazed if a messenger showed up and said, "Don't be afraid." Or we'd say, "Wait a minute, I've got to work this out." And that's exactly where the Son of Justice, the radiant light of God's glory, arrives today. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to the moment of Christ breaking in on that moment in our lives, and we may be the shepherds of today, experiencing the light of God coming into our very hearts, the place where we need light. The place where Louis would tell us here at the mountain, Louis McCormick, where hospitality grows up from the heart. He talks about the hospitality of the heart, the core of us. And the message wants to go that deep that it appears in a dark night up on a mountaintop, and then the great joy that will be all the peoples is proclaimed to these shepherds, for today in David's city a Savior has been born for you. And this will be the sign, and of course it's the simple lowliness of a baby in a manger. Then all of a sudden, if that wasn't enough, a multitude of angels show up. It's sort of like, I can't get the first messenger, so send me a whole airplane full of them. And I suppose there are times when we really need that. We need the drama, the largeness. And you know, it can come in silence and quiet when we allow ourselves to begin to listen. Like as I'm sharing this with you, I'm feeling the felt goodness of being here and my hermitage at the mountain. I'm out in La Paz, a place of peace. Yet the bold blue jays just showed up 10 feet from me outside, and they're making a racket trying to get at sunflower seeds, and they're chasing away the chickadees. This message is for all of us. But first, you and I need to receive it. Receive the messenger that comes to us. We might even ask, do I still believe in angels? Children do. And maybe we've told a story about angels to children, ours, or grandchildren, or others. This Christmas season, maybe this afternoon, some will climb on our lap or sit around us on a couch or on the floor of a family room, and we'll think about angels and how all these wonderful things happen, or retelling something about Santa Claus, his own sort of angel. He brings a message, you know, not just gifts. The message, obviously, is one of generosity, of caretaking, of thoughtfulness. And we bear that as we are our own secret Santas and bold Santas and messengers of the message of God at this time of year. And we hear it very beautifully, simply said, in the second reading for Dawn. What when the kindness and generous love of God our Savior appeared? Beloved, when the kindness and generous love of our God appeared, not because of any righteous deeds we had done, but because of his mercy. We hear this beautiful word mercy used by Pope Francis, and maybe this isn't your tradition and there's another, but we might listen deeply to that word this Christmas. Listen deeply to the one who would bear that word to us this Christmas. The one who is truly Savior, not just lifting rocks off of our backs and opening up life for our hearts, but bringing us mercy. Why? Because as the one who is ultimately the messenger, the one who is the message, Christ Jesus our Lord, this light that comes upon us at Christmas time, born of Mary, carried there and cared for by Joseph, this light shining for us as messenger and message inaugurates in us, as we hear, the responsibility of bearing that message to others. We would say no light burden, and yet this burden is light, light itself, a light that will shine upon us, for the Lord is born in us, and he will be called Wonderful God, Prince of Peace. From Isaiah passage, we get reassurance from God's word, and I'd welcome you to return to it regularly through this time, that the messenger is coming, and the messenger is here, and the messenger might be an angel who's going to scare you with glory. A promise of more than you expected in the middle of a very dark time, possibly of serious illness, maybe recent death, like ourselves losing Bob, or you, someone close to you, or someone languishing in a hospital bed today that you've yet to visit or will be shortly, or, excuse me, maybe you're on your way there to be with them now. You go as a messenger and with a message. Christ himself, his peace for the life of the world. The wonderful thing is that as this both is an intimate truth really breaking in on our own hearts, we hear from Titus, the grace of God has appeared, saving all and training us as we await for blessed hope. So there's this radical training that might be going on even in this moment that you and I share. On a Christmas afternoon or morning or a couple days after Christmas, drinking in the radiance of God's mercy, the fullness of God's life, the message that came to ragtag shepherds on a mountaintop long a time ago bears into our hearts now if we would receive it, and then we become the hospitallers, the people of hospitality that bear that healing mercy to others today. Carry it, my brother and sister, carry it into your families, my sisters and brothers, and let's delight in it. Let's open that package and let it break out for the world. A glorious and warm, intimate and enjoyable Christmas time for you, from Greg and I and all in the Mountain family. May this be a time to relish mercy given to us internally, into our history, breaking through our darknesses so that we might bear light and happiness and the joy of Christmas to others. This is Dan Riley. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Let us now share this message with the world.
When the angels went away from them to heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing. Let us go to Bethlehem and see. Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place. Let us go, let us see this thing.
They went in haste and found Mary and Joseph and an infant lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed at what had been told them by the shepherds.